Give me a reason for it all. Good morning, boys and girls. I do believe today is Monday. Actually, Monday and my Monday. Mr. Scale told me 209 point something pounds this morning, which is 10 pounds higher than where I was not too long ago. I'll knock it down over the week. That's why I say happy Monday. After the weekend, I Instacarted from my mother's house. Same results. You know, it's interesting, if you order the same stuff, regardless of your location, chances are you're gonna get the same results. So I'm back on it again. I'm back in my undisclosed location. Back on my home glider, one of four that is in our family, these Gazelle exercise gliders. My mother bought one a few decades ago. Sister got one, I bought two. I bought a couple of bricks. You know, bricks are only 73 cents a piece. I bought four bricks, and I'm gonna put those four bricks on this exercise glider to provide resistance, make it a more hardy workout. I know exactly what I need to do. And at this point, it's a choice. And with that choice comes reward and cost. There is something, wait a minute, today's 11th? Oh, it's not, I was gonna say, it's coming up on noon, and I see cars parked on both sides of the street. Monday or Tuesday, one of them sides of the street got to be empty at noon between 12 to 2 for street cleaning. And I've gotten tickets there, being parked there. I've gotten tickets. So I'm back on this thing. 209 this morning. Usually can get it down around 203 by Friday. Easily. Actually, I can get it out 203, 204 by Wednesday. And then my behavior. But this week, I think I have to work Saturday. So that means I have to take a day off during the week. So I won't have two consecutive days. But that doesn't seem to stop me, because I start on my Friday night, whenever that Friday night happens to be. Whatever day that Friday night happens to fall on, it seems I get in trouble on my Friday night to start the party. And it may be that I just need to exercise. I may be able to indulge like I do. And by indulge, I just eat and sleep. I just go down. I just eat and sleep. And I slept. I'm not sure how many hours I slept, but I didn't get out of bed till 11 o'clock today. I had a dentist appointment at 9. Wasn't gonna happen. And I went to bed fairly early, because I knew I had to get up for the dentist appointment. Let me stop this thing from making all this noise. Can I make it all the way here with the cord? Looks like I can. I probably could have hit pause, huh? As I come back here, get to my microwave, take out my hot Italian sausages that I defrosted, throw them into the air fryer. So we'll be hearing the air fryer running. I got my eggs, my boiled eggs boiling. And I got my grits a-gritting. My grits cooking here. Wake up, do breakfast while I'm on the glider. Just trying to get the week started. You know, last night, I came home. I was feeling, you know, I don't know what I was feeling. You know, I just got home. Hadn't been home for a while. So I tried to, you know, just settle or do something. Get into a, you know, fall into something. And so what I did was I groomed. I cut my hair. Took a nice shower. Moisturized. You know, had music on. Just try to come down like that. It was only like 7:30, 8 o'clock. And I was like, okay, so you're going in this direction. You're going in this direction now. At this time. So you know how that's going to affect the rest of your evening. So by, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock, you ain't going to be probably worth too much of nothing. Which was probably the case. Kind of exciting, too, that I bought a new pot. I don't know if it's called a saucepan or a pot. It's just one of those, you know, regular, whatever regular means. Thank you for understanding what I meant by regular. Thank you. It's got like a pot. It has some kind of nonstick Teflon something. You know, I didn't have a pot. The pot that I was using to cook my grits in, I think I was been using for the last 30 years or so. It's all, I mean, it's like really, you know, used looking. Whatever, you know, beat up or used, or you can see how. And I was finally, I gotta get a new one. It didn't even have a handle. It was just like a round pot. It didn't have a handle. It had two little black things on it that you're supposed to hold it with, I guess. I've been using that for years. I even think it had a hole in it on the side. I said, let me go ahead and buy one. So I just Amazon one. I was asking people, I said, you know, what pot should I get? What? You know, so people said, I guess my family was like, just buy one at a time. Just buy it as you need it. Because I saw one set on Walmart. It was like $17. You get like 4 or 5 pieces and lids and all that. And I was thinking, I don't really need lids. But the way my grits was just popping, you know, those little air bubbles, and then there was some splattering stuff all over the stove. I was like, maybe I should put the lid on it and see how that does things, you know. But I usually cook my grits without the lid. Maybe I should. So I just put some butter in there. Salt. No salt. Butter. Cheddar cheese. Sharp cheddar cheese. Garlic powder and pepper. Just letting it cook down a little bit. Eggs going, and my hot Italian sausage, which is usually mild, but they didn't have any. And the hot was on sale, so I was like, give me some hots. And you can taste the hot difference too. You can actually taste the difference, which is an interesting thing to go through in the morning, I guess, when you're not used to it. So that's going. Breakfast is going. It's 11:32. I'll stay on this thing until it's time to clock in. I gotta get off a little early because I still need to. I didn't set my computer up all the way. Well, I did set it up. I just got it because, you know, I came home. Had to set everything back up, make sure it connects. And I like to get that out the way early. And then I'll go back really early again and log in and make sure I got my apps and make sure I got connectivity. Take a look around. And then during shift start, I'll look through to see if, you know, anything I need to know, any bulletins. Anything in the chats, anything I need to know about, problems going on. It was raining It was raining last night. It was raining last night. I heard it. And then now it's sunny and dry out there. It's beautiful. I swear I heard rain last night. And like almost all night too. See? I'm just here doing it. 209. You can see, you can tell that 209 kind of disappointed me, even though I knew damn well. Laying in the bed last night, eating vanilla wafers, Whoppers. What else did I have? Vanilla wafers, Whoppers, and I bought a lemon pie. Like one of those little single serving lemon pies, like the apple pies from Hostess, but this is a knockoff brand. I think Kroger has like a little mini pie. You know, with that lemon gel, whatever that kind of gel that is. We know it ain't really lemons. We don't know what that is, but we eat it. And that crust, it was good with them Whoppers and the vanilla wafers. Bed full of crumbs. I made my bed this morning. It's all full of crumbs. I knew what I was doing. And I couldn't help it because I got on the scale. And he gave me a slap in the face. And I didn't care. I went back in the kitchen and doubled down on them wafers. I think I even had potato chips because you got to have the salt and sweet in my drink. I've been drinking the zero sugar kind of drinks. First, I was buying Minute Maid zero sugar. I was buying their zero sugar drink and it was like $3.50 a bottle. And I didn't care because I figured I was doing something good for my body or whatever. Even though the phenolics, whatever that's called, phenyl, something like that. Did they use the substitute sugar? I know it's doing something to me. I know it is, because I be drinking that stuff and it be too good. I'm not even drinking water anymore. That's another scary thing. I'm not drinking water anymore as much. I'm drinking that stuff and I'm drinking it down. When I get it and it's cold, I just gulp it. It's too good. Some things you know that if you drink or eat, they too good to you. Something's up. It's like no way in hell. It's like no way in hell. Well, let me pick up my pace. You see me getting lazy? It's been a while since I've been on here, but I'll loosen up. My pace. See, I'm a pace kind of just kind of wandered. That's because I'm still getting loosened up. Once I get loosened up, my body will say, "Okay, here we go," and I'll hit a stride. And then I'll notice, hey, I'm not going fast enough. And it might be time for me to take off this sweat. My long sleeves are starting to get warm here. Starting to break a little sweat, which might not be a bad idea. I probably could turn something down over there, huh? I like, that look like smoke. Hold on. The air fryer. Probably need to clean it out, huh? One of these days, I'm going to clean out the air fryer. I didn't want to. But I had to put a little bit of salt in the grits. And by a little bit, I hope I did put a little bit. I'm not sure if I did put a little bit. I probably put more than a little bit. Okay. Let's just be honest about it. But as soon as I did put that salt in there, boom, the taste just explodes. One time I had a steak. I could even say possibly the most expensive piece of meat I've ever had. One time I had a steak at this real, you know, kind of fancy steak place. I'm hesitant to say where it's at because I don't want y'all to think I'm flossing, but I was in Moscow, close to Red Square. And somebody told me about a steak place. So I checked it out. It was damn good. It was the best meat. And I was eating it, and it was this and that. And I didn't want to put salt on it. So I was eating it, and I was like, okay, it's okay. I put some salt on that meat. The meat tasted so much better. It was overwhelming. I knew something was wrong. like I was saying before, if something tastes too good to you, you know, it's like, damn, ain't no damn way that this should be this good to me. There's no damn way this drink should be this good to me. Something's going on, either with my body or in this drink. Same way with the steak. I put that salt on it. It just improved the steak. It tasted the steak like 10,000%. It just became euphoric. And it kind of startled me that happened. Not that, I'm not gonna say something, not that something as simple as putting salt on it, I wouldn't use the word simple, but anything that triggers just a drastic a change in pleasure, or what's the word, appreciation, or how good it is to you. It was too good. It was just ridiculous. And like sometimes I drink, you know, like when you drink water, you know you're thirsty. Like I was at a party, I was at Charlie Lake's, one of Charlie Lake's funk jams. And I was, you know, I'm just walking around doing my thing, talking to myself, whatever. And I was like, oh, I was drinking water. And I was like, oh, this thing is so damn good. Somebody overheard me and they said, that's because your body craved it. It's your body wanted it. I looked over at him like, that's just like simply brilliant. Just simple. Until you thought about it, you know, it could be something right there in our faces. Genius is to be able to see that thing that everybody's looking at and see it in a different way. And that's probably what reality too. We're probably all accustomed to seeing what we're supposed to, quote unquote, supposed to see, what we're accustomed to seeing. And we're so used to looking at that same thing until somebody comes along and sees it differently and puts the puzzle together different. Because it's possible the puzzle of reality can be put together multiple ways. Ooh, I probably need to can that. It's possible the pieces of reality, the puzzle, the pieces, it's possible the pieces to the puzzle of reality can be put together in different ways. And consciousness may be that key to manipulating reality. It definitely is to a degree. No doubt, consciousness is definitely a way of manipulating reality to a degree. And we use the word manipulate, we try to think of changing or alter, or, you know, make things appear as they're not, or change the, we think change or, you know, different, to make it, alter it, to make it something maybe that it may not be, put an interpretation on, put our own interpretation on it. When we think alter. But we all do it. We have to, because we have to. The only way we see reality is through our eyes, and that's a filter. Through your eyes is a filter. To your brain is a filter. The way your brain processes what you see is a filter. You put your stamp on it. It's not going to be the same as anybody else's. So it's just all, you know, I'm thinking I probably see those. I think it's those. If I look at my timeline for steps, I'm missing bulks of days. There was times where I would go months without, you know, missing a day. I'd see that 10,000. I see that green. That green bar for when I make my goal go back months. I can just scroll across, zoom, you know, hit it, swipe right, and just watch it go through a bunch of them. And now, shoot, 2-3 days, I might be the 50%. And I need to stop that. I bet you I'm thinking what I got to do is try, keep doing my indulgence, but still get your ass up and get your 10,000, if not more. during the week, get your ass up. I probably need to get back to my 9 o'clock regimen. Because I used to get up at 9, do like almost 2 hours, 1.75 hours, about 2 hours on the bike or walking. Come home, shower, and still have like, you know, 30 minutes before I had to clock in. Shower, eat. Now, I get up at 11. I get on this thing till 12. I don't shower, and I eat breakfast during my 15-minute shift in and during work. So now I'm like not getting up till 11, and it's kind of causing me to stay up till 2, 3 in the morning, which is not a bad thing. It's just something I'm not used to, because I used to be a morning person. I used to be that wake up in the morning. 5:30, 6 o'clock, bing, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, go, 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 go. Be like the first person at work. And by the time I came down or settled, half the day is over. By the time my adrenaline will wear off from waking up and just being a part of this wonderful process of life, half the day is gone before I even became really conscious what I was doing. That's an overstatement, but you know what I'm talking about. It's interesting how my left foot drags on this exercise thing, and it ends up off the back end, and my right foot doesn't. And because I'm putting more pressure on the right foot. But I have to adjust my foot every now and then. And I'm going pretty fast. I see how my pace is naturally picking up. I can feel it in my back and feel my body loosening up. I got some expandable foam weather seal tape. I'm thinking about putting on the patio door, because every winter I'm just freezing in this place. And I can't figure out why. Unless air is just coming straight through the walls, which probably ain't an impossibility the way it feels in here. It's a draft or something. I'm sitting in there cold. I don't know if I told you that now I try not to walk around barefoot in the wintertime, because your feet get cold. Seem like make your whole body cold. So I put my slippers on every if I go to the kitchen, if I go to the bathroom. Keep my feet off the cold floor. Especially if I go in the kitchen, I'm gonna be in there cooking at midnight in my drawers. And it's kind of cold out there. Because in the apartment, there's no central heating system, so. I don't really have a heater on. There's no heater in here. There's air conditioner. I got space heaters. 3 or 4 of them. Only use 2 of them. I think I only got 3 now. 1, 2. Yeah, I only got 3 now. 2 remote controls. Because I don't like having them real close to me. So, I need remote controls. May I? And I say all that as I bust a sweat. I feel myself busting a sweat. Looking outside and it's all sunny. And it looks warm out there, so I feel warm. Feels like I'm warm. So, you know, washing windows matters. Washing your windows, washing the screens, your screens. Washing your mirrors, cleaning your mirrors. It makes a difference. You get used to it. And then until you do it, you go, whoa, okay. Now we're talking about something. I clean the, I clean my mirror in the bedroom. I went, whoa, it's almost embarrassing. And I cleaned this patio window just to see. I was like, whoa. I cleaned the window and then I slid the screen back so I could, it was just like pure clean glass to see outside. It was pleasing. It was very pleasing. You know what else is pleasing? I got nothing. Sometimes I do that. I'll launch myself. I'll say something like that. Like, you know what else is pleasing? When I kind of have an idea of someplace I want to go, or if I have an idea that I want to say something startling or shocking or like that, if I get it, you know, sometimes I push myself. I'll run and I'll jump off the diving board before I have a trick in mind that I want it, that I want to do. So I've done that. I said, you know, that's what I just did when I said, I forgot what I even said. And that's the whole point of this, to be able to just forget what I said and what I did and just to be, you know, just to be free and open to express. That's all, that's really, here I go. That's all I ever wanted. See, yeah, people, we always sensationalize. That's by far not the only thing that I've ever wanted. But one of the things that's very important to me was to have that platform, to be able to say and think whatever I want, uninhibited. And I realized to do that, you have to free yourself of responsibilities and obligations. Even social relationships, you have to limit those. And you become part of an organization or a part of anything, even a relationship, like with boyfriend, girlfriend. Your behavior reflects on them. So they actually have a credible, they actually have a credible reason to critique what you say or do, as it, you know, reflects directly on them. Your employer, obviously, like pro players, you sign up for a team. It's like, hey, you want to be on this team? This is our code of conduct. Take it or leave it. You want to play in our league? You want to make these millions? You have to adhere to this or don't. Same way with, like, family relationships to a degree. You are held to a certain level of accountability in any relationship, be it employer, family, friendship, a band, team. And I try to minimize that, and I pretty much have been living alone for so long and monitoring my relationships and how close I get to people. Not that I stop people from getting close to me. Okay, I probably do. I probably do to a degree. But there's a way you police that. And you get, sometimes I see some people gravitating towards me, becoming a little too friendly and getting a little too close. And I say, okay, let's back this up a little bit. Just a little. Let's back it up just a little bit. Autonomy. I'm a fan of autonomy. Okay, the thing I got going, here's what I got, here's the thing I got, well, I got things going on in my life that I got to handle, there's no doubt about that. I mean, there's situations that are more important. I was going to say, this is, I was going to actually almost say, this is the thing that I'm dealing with right now. And it's a little bit more. It's way more than that. Let's just be real. But one of the things is living here. When I first moved here, the manager would never put anything on your door. So I got trained to that. Never put anything on your door. He'd always slide anything on the door. He said, look, you put something on the door, you're just telling everybody you're not home. It's the only thing you're doing. You're telling everybody you're not home. So I got used to not having anything ever put on my door. And they also trained us that we don't ever put anything in the garage. We never leave the garage. Our space has to be empty. So those are two rules that I kind of, you know, was raised on. So, but here, the new people, they tape stuff to your door. And I told them over and over, I said, I travel too much. I'm not here. Please do not put stuff on my door. But they constantly do it. So I come home after a week being away, there's something on my door. And not only is there something on my door, it's my rent increase. I'm like, now, isn't there a level of confidentiality involved here? And I don't want to be the one to bitch about nothing, but this is gone. It's just too much. I got to say something. I'd rather be just left alone. You know, just leave me alone. You know, just, I don't want to be bothered. Just stay over there. I'll handle it, obviously, because you can't, blah, blah, blah. It's just easier that way. They take the factor humans out of my situation as much as possible. But this may be a pet peeve that I want to play with. So I'm definitely going to. I took a picture of it. I'm going to send it to her. And I'm going to say, look, isn't there something about a confidentiality? Now, I don't want people to know. I don't want everybody on the first floor knowing how much rent I pay. Is that true? I don't know if it's true, but it's something I can say. I don't want everybody knowing how much rent I make, how much rent I pay. I'll say that, but it's probably more on them not to let everybody know how much rent I pay or not pay. I'm saying now everybody on the first floor know how much rent I pay. Thank you. Because every time they walk out the door, they got to walk by my door. And all I can do is flip up that paper and they see how much rent I'm paying. Just that easy. And it's probably there for, probably on there for a week or so, 3 or 4 days at least. So I'm definitely got to say, I got to let her know. All right, y'all. So we're only out two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that's ever existed in this or any universe, that ever was, is, or will be, or in any atom that was in any universe. The totality of it all, a hypothesis of all is one, a theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell.